Hey, it's the Toncast. This is Shannon, and I have a very special guest today, Todd Robert Anderson.
Hey, welcome. Shannon. Thanks for having me back on your show. It's always great to be here with you. It's a great show.
Oh, thanks.
And I feel like whenever I guest on your show, there's like, it's real magic, I think.
I know, it is.
You know?
It is. It's like you're pulling a rabbit out of your ass.
Yeah, it really is. So it's great. It's great to be back. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining me. So, okay, I am getting so fucking sick of these spam phone calls.
That's all I get.
I got four of them yesterday. I had one the other day that's all you get. Have you had one recently?
Yes.
Okay, tell me about
it. I had one this morning.
Mm.
And it was I didn't answer, but they left a voicemail. And the voicemail was so weird. It was a lady's voice, and she was talking really slow.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, and it came in like mid-sentence, like all those robocalls do.
Yeah.
It's just like sort of like, call us for the issue of fraud, or we will take legal action. And she was talking so slow. It was really creepy sounding.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, are they trying to scare the fuck out of me? Like, is that their tactic? Like, I'm so scared that I'll call the number?
Yeah.
Because it's so fucking creepy. Because I've seen way too many horror movies to do that shit.
Right,
If it's creepy, I'm like, fuck off.
Right.
I'm not getting on Captain Spaulding's ride at the House of 1,000 Corpses. No, I'm fucking not.
I had one recently, and it was pretty sophisticated up until when I actually talked to somebody. So I get a phone call, and it was like an 800 number. What did it say? Why did I answer? I'm trying to remember why I answered. I don't know. For some reason, I answered. I was expecting a customer service return call. Mm-hmm. So I thought, and it was like an 800 number that called me. So I thought maybe it was that. So I answered, and it was a guy who's obviously in a call center, and he said that he was calling from the gas company, and that my I owed a bunch of money, and I said, oh, okay, so I guess you want me to give you my credit card number right now.
Uh-huh.
And he goes, oh, no, we can't take that over the phone. You have to actually call and speak to an agent. So it was, you know, it's...
So he gave you another number to call.
He gave me another number to call. And I was like, oh, they've upped their game a little bit.
As opposed to calling the gas company.
Well, no. He told me I would be calling, like, the gas company, mm-hmm. Customer service. And I was like, okay. So I hung up, and I'm like, well, let's see what happens. So I call, and it did kind of like that thing mid-sentence where it was, they tried to make it an automated, it started mid-sentence. It was like, for billing questions, press 1.
Right.
And so I was like, okay. So I pressed, and this guy got on the phone, and I said, yeah, I just received a call saying I owed money. So I'm calling to find out about it. And he's like, yeah, you owe $450. He was like, well, let me look you up here. And he had my number. He looked mm-hmm. me up. He knew where I lived. Mm-hmm. He had my address, which was kind of creepy.
Mm-hmm.
And which was very creepy, actually. And then he said I owed like $475. And I said, oh, that's interesting. Could you explain to me how? Because I have, you know, oh, God, what do you call it? Automated payments.
Yeah.
I go, well, that's interesting because I have automated payments. And I'm looking at my account right now, and I don't owe anything. So can you explain to me what this is for? And he was like, what? He got really huffy, and he's like, what? And I go, what's the actual name on that account you're looking at? And he goes, what, are you messing with me? What is wrong with you? And I'm going, what is wrong with me? What is wrong with you? And he goes, you know what? We have basically he told me that they could turn off my power. He goes, I can send two guys over there. They don't even have to be on your property. They can be 5 yards away, and they just have to, you know, press a button, and they could turn your power off. And I go, really? You're going to do that, huh?
Go for it.
Yeah, I go for it. And then he got really angry with me.
I love that his response is anger.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when people are fucking charlatans. That's always their first response when you call them out.
Yeah. And he ended up, and he goes, so you know, by this afternoon, your power's going to be shut off. And then he hung up on me. So I called back because I wanted to ask him, like, dude, just, you know, take it down a notch. I'm going to try to help you here, okay? I'm going to coach you through this.
Calm down, fella.
But he didn't answer. Somebody else answered. So I called the gas company to report it. And I talked to two different people. And the guy I talked to, he was like, wow, that's the first time I've heard of somebody actually knowing someone's address.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, do you think this is somebody who used to work for you? And he was like, I don't know. But then he patched me through to this woman. And she made me feel a lot better because I started to get paranoid.
Yeah, for sure.
And she was like, you know what? She goes, but I also got paranoid that maybe he could get my credit card number from looking me up or something.
Yeah.
And she was like, I can assure you he can't. She goes, because on my end, and this is for all you listeners out there, she said, she's like, from my end, I can look up your account, but I do not have access to your billing. She goes, you never give your billing information to a live person.
Mm-hmm.
It's always done through a computer. So right. She's like, you don't have to worry about that. And then she said, she goes, I get phone calls from these people and I work for the gas company.
Yeah.
And I go, oh, that's funny. I go, do you mess with them? She goes, oh, I have so much fun.
It's so interesting though, it's so common in that this thing hasn't been broken up somehow. Like they can't figure out who these people are and where they are.
No. And they told me, the guy I talked to at the gas company said that there's now a whole, like they have part of their management has a whole sub department.
Sure.
Strictly for these types of calls. But I mean, I put my name on the do not call list of like several times. It's not real at all. And they're getting more sophisticated because a lot of times now I'll get a phone call and it'll have a person's name.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know who you are.
Yeah.
But I had a weird thing happen.
They always try to trick me by having the same first three digits of not the area code,
right,
but
the first three digits of your, yeah.
So it
same
looks
here.
Familiar, so I might knee jerk answer it.
And same
I'm,
here.
I'm like, come on.
I know, it's really strange. But this is weird. So about a month and a half ago, at around, it was like 9:45 on a Friday night, I get a call from somebody named like Frank Zepito, started with a Z.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, okay, it's 9:45 at night. They don't usually robocall after like 7. That's weird. But I'm going to answer it anyway. And I answered it, and it turned out it was my friend Mo that I haven't talked to in a few years. And she had moved to Mississippi, and she was drunk dialing me.
Oh, wow.
And she was like, I was thinking about you, and I looked you up on my phone, and I wanted to see if the number still worked. And I was like, okay, but you showed up as Frank, like, Zepito.
Yeah.
And she was like, what? That's so weird. And I was like, yeah, it was really, really strange. And I was like, did somebody else have your number? And she was like, no. But I was really glad I answered because I got to reconnect with her.
Right. That's so weird, though.
It's really weird. It was very strange. So it was really strange.
That's really weird. A few months ago, my computer was fucked up.
I remember that.
And I didn't want to call Skelton because I always call Steve Skelton. I said, my computer fucked up. Mm-hmm. Help me. And he's like, fucking loser. And he comes over and I have to give him scotch, you know.
Oh, yeah.
He's
so demanding.
Yeah, he is. Honestly, he's always so nice about doing that and I just didn't want to bother him. So I'm just going to pony up for some, you know, over the phone tech support. So I did. And then, like, you know, I paid like $200 for to get them to fix my fucking computer. And then, like, every several days, they would call me again.
Mm.
And they'd be like, yeah, just checking up on your computer. Maybe we should have another look-see. It'll only be like $100 this time. And I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. There's nothing wrong with it. You don't need to look at it.
Right.
And they're like, well, we probably should just, and like, it became so aggressive. They were calling every few days. And I finally told the guy to fuck off. I said, if you call me again, I'm calling the police and saying I'm being harassed.
Wow. Did you block the number?
Yeah.
Wow, that's messed up.
Yeah, it was so aggressive. And I was like, and he was such a dick when I was like, look, man, I don't want any help. So just, you don't need to call me. I'll call you, sort of thing.
I wonder, because you did that, I wonder if now when they fix people's computers, they purposely like put a bug in there for it to like mess up like maybe a week later, so that
maybe
you have to call them again and then they'll be like, oh, we'll take a look at it.
Well, that doesn't seem to have been the case. It's like that's their follow-up sales technique, is to be really aggressive, and it's really obnoxious.
Yeah, that is really obnoxious.
And, I mean, it's like, I got mad at the guy.
Yeah.
I was like, Jesus Christ, man. I mean, how many times do I have to say no? No, 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 no. Now fuck off. Seriously.
I kind of wish a robocall would happen right now while we're doing this.
Yeah, that'd be pretty great. But, I mean, that wasn't even a it's just so weird to me that it's, you know, it's like if you bought something at the market and then the market started calling you every couple of days.
Yeah.
You should come back and get some more stuff. Bring some money.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, what?
Yeah.
I'll get around to it.
It's bad enough that I get, like, pop-ups from Amazon saying, based on your previous purchases.
Ugh, yeah.
And that's, like, nothing compared to, you know, somebody.
Have you had that happen where you, like, were talking around an Alexa or saying that you needed something, and then you look on your phone and it's immediately the first thing that pops up?
Not around an Alexa or a Siri, but around my phone.
Oh, okay.
I forgot that happened recently. I forgot who I was talking to and what we were talking about. Oh, I know. Well, I don't remember exactly what it was about, but we were talking about something, and then a few hours later it popped up and I said, look.
Uh-huh.
And they were like, uh-huh. So, I mean, I don't have an Alexa. I rarely use Siri, and, you know.
That's weird.
Alexa, let's see, you know.
That happens to me so often now. I think it's so
creepy.
It's very creepy.
Yeah.
I don't like it. Even when it's like, oh, I actually do need that thing, but it's creepy that you're putting it in my face right now.
Yeah.
It's like that Tom Cruise Spielberg movie.
Minority Report?
Yeah, with the cogs. You know, they're like, everybody's like walking around and they're just like pop-up ads floating in the air mm-hmm. everywhere that are targeting whoever you are as you walk by. Yuck.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
No, I don't like it either. It is weird. And it'll happen on my computer, too. Because they're...
Oh, yeah, sure.
They sync up, so, you know, everyone's... Like, I'll be somewhere else, and then I come home. I'll be somewhere else talking about something, but my phone on me, and I get home, and I turn on my computer, and it's, like, one of
boom,
the first things.
Right
and
there.
I'm just like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. It's... I don't care for that at all.
No, I don't either.
Uh-uh. That's, you know, it's Rise of the Machines type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that Terminator movie.
How was it?
It was all right.
Yeah.
You know, it's fine. I didn't expect too much anyway. Mm-hmm. It's certainly better than the last two ones, the two PG-13 ones. This one brings it back to R-rated territory.
Was Edward Furlong in it?
Not really. No. No.
Was he all... But he was in it, right? A little bit? Or not?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think it was just a CGI version of him. I don't even know if it was.
I thought mo-capped. I saw him on the credits, so I.
Because in the opening scene, spoiler alert.
Kind I'm of, not going to see it.
All right, spoiler alert, everybody else. I mean, this is the opening scene, mm-hmm. so if this spoils the whole movie for you, well, you're in trouble anyway.
Yeah.
But this one does away with the last three movies, so. Terminator 3, Rise of the Machines, and Genesis, and whatever the mm-hmm. McGee one was. They're all, like, different timelines, I guess. Parallel universes, I don't know. So this sort of picks up at the end, like, after Terminator 2, Judgment Day.
Okay.
When they save the world. But then Arnold Schwarzenegger, Terminator, mm-hmm. shows up. And because he's still got the orders in his head, even though Skynet is gone, because mm-hmm. he still existed on the Earth. And he shoots Eddie Furlong to death.
Okay, that's the opening.
That's the opening of the new movie.
Okay.
So he still looks like a young, short kid. And I don't think Eddie Furlong...
No, he... I mean...
Physically could... It wouldn't have been mo-capped, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So it looked like him, but it also looked fake. I mean, so did Schwarzenegger was like a young, supposed to look like old Terminator, and then Linda Hamilton was supposed to, she was all smoothed out too.
Mm-hmm.
It was sort of, it reminded me of the beginning of Alien 3.
Oh, okay.
And I don't understand why that wasn't necessary. I mean, I guess for this one to work, sort of the fact that Eddie Furlong had ultimately been shot by a Terminator worked for like some dramatic tension or something. But but in the beginning of Alien 3, they just sort of do away with Newt and Michael Biehn's character,
mm-hmm.
who were the other two survivors of Aliens, by just, they're dead. And I was like, well, that sucks, because it was cool that they lived at the end of the last one, and just at the beginning one, you're like, fuck off, you're dead.
Yeah.
You know, they do that in those Friday the 13th movies, too, in the early ones. Like, Adrienne King, who's the final girl of the first one, they just killed her in the first scene of the second one. And I'm like, why the fuck? Why, that's not cool.
Yeah, I don't know why people do it. Have you seen Parasite?
No.
Oh, you have to see it. It's so good.
Yeah, that's the host guy, the Snowpiercer guy?
Yes. I can't believe you haven't seen it.
It hasn't come out here yet, but it is coming out.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good.
Yeah, I want to see it. There's a few movies I want to see. Kind of want to see that Ed Norton movie, even though it's supposed to be not great.
And 3 hours long.
Yeah, but it's been a long time since I've seen a Private Eye movie.
Yeah, I kind of feel I'll wait for that to come on Netflix.
Yeah, that's probably better.
It doesn't seem like it needs to be seen on a big screen.
I truthfully probably won't get around to it.
Yeah. No, I probably won't either.
Because it's 3 hours.
Yeah.
You know? And I could easily get around to it because I don't have a job.
Same here.
But I don't know. There's something about dragging my ass to the theater to sit there for 3 hours. I don't know. Especially if it's not very good.
Yeah. And with movies being so expensive.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I am going to go see Midway because I got like a $4 ticket.
Oh, okay.
And so I can either see that or Knives Out. Those are the two movies that I'm allowed to.
You should see. Well, Knives Out isn't out yet.
No, it comes out in like next week.
Can you see both of them?
No, I can only see one.
Then don't see Midway. Wait for Knives Out.
But Midway seems like it'd be better to see on a big screen because it's like a world.
Well, it's supposed to suck. That's the only reason I'm saying that. And Knives Out's like gotten really good advance notice. So you might want to reconsider that.
Okay.
Midway is another movie that I probably won't get out to see, even though, you know, the battle sequences probably are cool on a big screen, but the reviews are just so bad.
Then I'll go see Knives Out.
And it's a Roland Emmerich movie, you know, and really that guy shouldn't do true-to-life stuff. Mm-hmm. It should just be over-the-top disaster movies for him. That's it. He's not good at the real-life stuff, I don't think.
Who's your cell carrier provider?
AT&T.
Okay. See, I'm T-Mobile, and they do these weird little promotions sometimes, like with the movies.
Oh, where you can get oh, that's cool.
That's how I got to see John Wick 3.
Oh, okay.
But like, so I was so excited because it was going to be at the Dome, the Arclight. The ticket was $4. I'm like, sweet. It's Keanu. It's John Wick. I get there and I like rush into the Dome and I buy some popcorn. The guy didn't even ask for my ticket. So I could have gone to see it for free.
Uh huh.
And I was like, is this a thing? That would be kind of cool. Like, sneak it. But I think it was just a fluke. Oh. I wouldn't recommend trying it.
Okay. That's a good idea. What do you think about the Keanu Reeves dating someone 9 years younger? People were all mad about that on the internet the other day.
I love Keanu. Why were they mad? Because she was...
They were talking about like a double standard men have for certain men, I guess. Like men being critical of Dennis Quaid.
Oh, because his fiancée is, like, 40 years younger than him?
Yeah, yeah. And then they, like, some people were like, I noticed none of these guys who were all up in Dennis Quaid about that are saying anything about Keanu.
What I saw were people being like, oh, it's so great that he's dating an age-appropriate woman.
Keanu Reeves?
Yeah.
But who's 9 years younger? I mean, my in-laws are 10 years apart. The other way, gender-wise.
Yeah, I didn't see anything. I saw people talking about, like, well, if it was reversed, would be people giving her shit if she was 9 years older? But I didn't see anything else. Oh, because so many people just love Keanu. So I didn't see a lot of stuff harshing on him. I think it's great. I mean, that he has a girlfriend.
Well, most of the comments that I read were about that. They were like, y'all love Keanu so much, you won't be critical of him for dating someone 9 years younger.
But, I mean, 9 years younger, that's really nothing.
Well, yeah, and he's 50, so she's fucking 41 or whatever.
Yeah, she's, I think, she's 44.
Uh-huh. And so,
he's like 53 or something. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But he looks like he's 30.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
That's not the same thing.
It's also not the same thing as being, you know, 60 and dating someone who's, or marrying someone who's 24. I mean, that,
yeah.
I, love is love. You can't control it. But it's just kind of weird.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird. I mean, mostly because I put myself in his shoes.
Who? Dennis Quaid's shoes.
And I'm imagining trying to have a conversation with a 20-something. And I can do it. But, you know, I don't feel like... I don't feel like I would get sexually excited
about that. I don't think that they really talk too deeply, right. You know?
Probably not. Probably not.
Now, I mean, in Dennis Quaid's favor, he's, you know, aged well.
Yeah, he's a good-looking rich guy.
He's a good-looking rich guy, so it's, you know, but if he wasn't, you know, like I said, he's good-looking, but if he was good-looking and not rich, would she be with him?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
I mean, I'm not inside the walls of the Quaid home.
No.
So I don't want to cast aspersions on their relationship or anything.
Right.
But it does, on its surface, to me, look weird. Mostly because of that.
Yeah.
But you're right. Maybe they don't talk. Maybe it's purely physical.
Well, no. I mean, I'm sure they talk, but they don't probably... What they consider a serious conversation is probably, do you think this cheese came from a cow that had hormones injected into it? That's probably as deep as it gets. But I don't know. Maybe she's a chemical engineer. I don't know. Maybe she's a genius. I have no idea. I don't know anything about her.
Yeah, yeah, me either.
But I will fully admit that when I see a 20-something woman with a 60-year-old rich dude, I immediately judge.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's weird. I mean, and vice versa, you know, if it's a 70-year-old woman and a 28-year-old dude, it looks strange to
me. Remember when I was, wasn't it like Phyllis Diller? She was in a wheelchair and she had like some super young dude? I mean, you know, come on.
Yeah, I mean, that's fantastic, but, you know, I got, you know, no judgment, great, everybody's an adult and all that, it's just strange, I just can't imagine it. I can't imagine being in that myself.
Yeah.
I guess is why it looks weird.
And, like, having, like, your kids being older than her.
Yeah. Yeah, that's weird.
You know, and then do they call her mom?
Yeah.
Like, how old-fashioned are they? Or are they more modern? It's like, oh, just whatever his girlfriend's name is, we'll call her Christy. Christy Quaid.
Right.
You know, call me Christy, not mom.
Right.
And then if his... one of his kids is older than her and has a kid, then, like, she's grandma? Step-grandma?
I guess. I don't know. But whatever. I wish them all the best.
Yeah.
I hope they're very happy.
Thoughts and prayers.
Yeah, thoughts and prayers for them. And Keanu and his whole 9 years younger
lady. Well, I mean, Keanu's so private, and it was just so cute seeing pictures of him holding hands with his girlfriend.
Yeah. Yeah. I like to see him happy. He's had a hard life.
Yeah, he's had a lot
for a movie star.
He's had a lot of...
A lot of sad shit.
Sad shit happened, and he seems like a really nice stand-up guy.
Yeah. He's making a Bill and Ted movie, even.
Mm-hmm. And another Matrix. And
yeah, I don't know John about Wick that. I'm all for the John Wicks.
Yeah, The Matrix, I don't...
And Bill and Ted, I like those movies. So
yeah, me too.
It could be cute. And I really like Alec Winter, so it's nice to see him working.
Yep.
But, you know, The Matrix, I don't need to go back there.
I don't either. And I saw a still from, like, the last one. It was Neo and what's the girl? Carrie Moss's character.
Yeah.
You know, standing there looking at each other. And now, you know, Keanu is like Ralph Macchio. He doesn't age.
Yeah.
But even that picture, he looked significantly younger. And I was like, Jesus, how long has it been? Like, why are they doing another one?
Yeah, it's been 20 years.
Yeah, that's, and then I realized that when I read that. And I'm like, okay, so Keanu looked like he was 15.
Right.
No, he looked like he was 10. Because he looks like he's 30 now. But I was, yeah, and Carrie Ann Moss, you know, looked really young too. And I was just like, wait, yeah, it's been 20 years? Like, why?
But why? Yeah, why? It's not, it doesn't, I don't know. I mean, I guess it's money's why.
Yeah, I guess.
I guess that's the easy answer. But I think about it, I'm like, I don't know who, maybe a new generation of people will be excited about it or something.
Maybe.
It just seems like it's going to be a bland rehash. That's my prediction.
Yeah. I. That's what I'm thinking too.
Well, and The Matrix was like, it was kind of a out of left field sensation,
mm-hmm.
you know. And it was the first movie was, it was a one off. It should have been a one off movie.
Yeah.
You know, they made two more that made no goddamn sense. But had, you know, cool cartoony action, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't capture lightning in a bottle twice like that.
No.
It's not going to have the same...
No.
Because it's a brand.
It'll probably do well opening weekend for, like, the diehard Matrix fans and people who are curious.
Right.
But then, I mean, I don't know if it'll bomb, but I just don't.
But hey, they're making like 17 more Avatars, so what do I know?
Yeah, I know. The Avatars, is there only, how many have been released?
One.
Just one, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's making three or four more sequels, like, together.
Yeah, he's doing them like back to back to back.
But he keeps delaying the release.
Right.
But my question is, who is going to go to Avatar?
I don't know.
And I think a lot of people are full of shit when they say, because I ask everybody, you know, when Avatar comes up, did you like Avatar when it came out?
I saw it in 3D and I got a headache. I had to keep taking my glasses like off because it was, visually it was pretty.
Yeah, right.
You know, I mean, it looked great.
I mean, it has colors, but it was a cartoon.
Don't remember much about it. I had no interest in seeing it again. Everybody
said, yeah. I mean, I think that's the honest answer is I don't remember anything about it.
Yeah.
I remember having a visceral dislike of it. I didn't think it was a good movie, and I thought it was boring.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, every now and then when, like, a blue guy was flying around on a hairy dragon thing, it was okay.
Yeah. I remember somebody had, like, a long braided ponytail. Yeah. Something. Like, you know,
Yeah, and Sigourney Weaver or something.
Yeah.
Anyway... But when I ask people now, like, I'm like, you know, I may cite that as an example of a movie I just didn't understand its popularity. And everybody always says, oh, I hated that movie when it came out. I'm like, it's not possible that all of you hated Avatar when it came out.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not possible.
Right.
Some of you liked it
because
you bought into the hype.
But you don't want to admit it.
Brainwashed and you don't want to admit it because everybody's like, Avatar, it's like a punchline.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the other thing, because it is such a punchline now. Like, did none of the people involved in making 3 to 4 sequels know about that? Or are they...
Paycheck's a paycheck.
Yeah, but I mean, like, that's what I'm saying. You pour all this money into these new Avatar movies. I mean, they're really expensive.
Yeah.
So, but I don't know anyone who's... got any interest in seeing... I mean, do you?
No, not at all. I did. Like I said, I didn't even remember if a sequel had already come out. You know, like, I was like, wait, were there two?
And right.
No, it was just the first one. And I didn't... Like, yeah, I'm not going to go see it.
I just want to be... I want to be in the boardrooms where these decisions were made.
Yeah.
And want to see if... Are they aware of this?
Yeah.
Are they aware that nobody... I mean, do they... talk to weird people who are like, I can't wait for the next Avatar.
I would love to be in a lot of boardrooms when decisions are being made, just to see, like, what people are saying, how they're justifying their decisions.
Right. It's so bananas to me. But, you know. Yeah.
But, yeah, he keeps delaying them, because it wasn't, like, 2 and 3 supposed to come out in 2020 or 20?
Yeah, but it was also, it's supposed to be a glassless 3D or something like that.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
At least that's what I understood. Like, because he wants to develop these with like a whole, like Avatar was like about developing the technology of whatever it was. So that's what he wants to take technology to the next level with this franchise. So maybe that's what's delaying it. Maybe this technology that hasn't been created yet is not coming together.
Maybe his phone and Alexa and Siri are all listening to him. And when he starts coming up with an idea for new technology, he gets a pop-up that is saying that that won't work, but he should try this. And then he just goes off and tries that. And then that doesn't. It's just, maybe that's what's happening.
That's entirely possible. I don't know. But, you know, so many things happen in Hollywood that I just don't get, you know? And you can see it being a mistake from the outside.
Mm-hmm.
And it usually turns out that you're right, I'm right, you know? It turned out to be a mistake, you know? I mean, I went to see Zombieland Double Tap, but when they announced that it was coming out, and it's 10 years later, I was sort of like, Zombieland was very fun and very funny, but also like The Matrix, was sort of out of left field, like a nice surprise.
Right.
You know, and this just felt like, who's this for?
Okay, you know? I don't have to see it then.
No.
Okay, I was on the fence about going to see it.
Don't see it in the movies. You can watch it, you know, on Netflix or whatever when it comes out.
Okay.
It's going to be better at home because it's definitely not, it's got some stuff, but it's just labored is the best way to put it. It's just not, it doesn't have the comic punch of the first one. And so many of the bits feel like it's a bit of a struggle.
Okay.
You know?
All right. Good to know.
Boulder up the mountain.
You just saved me like $20. Thanks.
Yeah. But I mean, at the same time, you know, it's nice to see that's why I'm saying wait for Netflix. It's fun to hang out with those characters again because they're all really good actors. And they have a genuine chemistry.
Right.
So that's fun to see again. It's just, I don't think the script was up to the standard set by the original, as far as comedy goes. There's good, like, gore. There's good zombie gore. That's cool.
Okay.
But, yeah, it's, but I could see that coming. I was like, I'm going to go see it, granted, but it's not going to do very well.
Yeah.
And it didn't.
That reminds me of the zombie thing. This is a little off topic, but I pissed my dad off so much by telling him that Jesus was the original zombie. Because it's true.
It's true.
He was, I mean, so offended by that. And I was like, really?
I mean, he was undead.
Yeah, I was like,
he rose from the grave.
Yeah, that's what I said. He rose from the dead after being dead for 3 days.
That's undead.
That's undead. That's a zombie. He was the original zombie.
Yeah.
Oh, God. He was furious with me. And I was like, what did I say? How is that so? How is that blasphemous?
Well,
you believe in the sky man.
I know. People get real mad if you say anything, you know, like remotely critical or humorous about their sycophantic focus.
Oh yeah,
you know it's true about politics.
Oh, yeah, I know.
You know, it's like I generally try to, because every time I do put, if I make a comment about somebody that I read, I usually just leave names off of it.
Mm-hmm.
Try to make my joke like a more generalized thing from something I witnessed. But if you pin a name to it, then all the people come out of the woodwork. Oh, come on. You blah, blah, blah. And you're a jerk. And you're an asshole. And you're, it's like, oh, God. I was just making a joke. But that's the way people are, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess people get very entrenched.
They do.
Especially the faithful. I mean, you kind of have to be if you're faithful. Because you believe in something that is unprovable.
I know. You're preaching to the choir.
As it were. Yeah. I'm not, I don't understand it.
Yeah.
I don't understand sycophancy. I don't understand religious faith. You know, everybody's free to do it, I guess. But, you know, I don't get it.
No.
And I'm free to say so.
Yes, you are.
So, yeah, it's weird. I don't like it.
Yeah, I don't either. And I don't like when I... This, you know, every time I go home for Christmas, I have to go to church with my parents. And I'm like, why?
You still do that?
Yes. And it's just like, I go and I tune out.
Uh-huh.
But it's like, do you think by making me go, I mean, I'm not going to have this conversation with my parents, but I want to. I want to say, do you think that by making me go to church with you on Christmas is going to suddenly make me see the light?
Do they make you go that, or do they guilt you into going?
I mean, it's sort of like...
Do they
like,
actually say, get in the car, Shannon. We're going to church.
It's basically like, we're going to be leaving at, you know, 3:45 so we can get a good seat. So make sure you're ready. I mean, it's...
Right.
You know.
It's assumed you'll go.
It's not worth fighting it.
Right.
What I don't like about it is I feel like it's just about the optics. Like, oh, here we are as a family on Christmas.
Sure.
Because I never go to church and I don't believe it. And I went to visit them in Hawaii a couple of years ago and I made the mistake of going during Easter.
Uh-huh.
And they made me go to church with them. And Easter, you know, in the Catholic Church, is already like 2 hours long.
Oh, yeah.
Well, on top of it, the priest decided to do some multitasking and not only have it be Easter Mass, but baptize all these new Catholics.
I went to a Easter Mass just like that at NYU. Oh. Like at a church near Washington Square Park.
Uh-huh.
And like, I'd already been sitting there for 2 hours, and then they start these baptisms,
yeah.
And it's like, there's a whole line.
I know.
And they're going through every baptism, and that's when I said, you know what, I think I'm just done with this. And I walked out, and I never went to church by myself again, but I was still getting guilted into going to Christmas Mass when I would visit my mom. But that finally, like, 1 year I got the flu,
because
mm-hmm. it was like a packed midnight Mass, and then the next year I said, I'm not going to get the flu anymore. I don't like church. I don't want to go.
I know. And at this Easter Mass / baptism, the priest goes, you know, welcome, Easter, blah, blah, blah. Aloha, welcome, mm-hmm. Easter, blah, blah, blah. Is there anybody visiting from out of town? And my dad jumps up and goes, my daughter's visiting from Los Angeles. I'm like, shut the fuck up. And the priest is like, well, stand up. And he's like, my dad's like, yeah. And I'm like, stand up. And I just like had my head down and I like looked around and I like went like that. And I said to my dad, why did you do that? He goes, because I'm proud of you. You're my daughter. I go, don't you ever do that to me again.
Yeah.
You know I'm not into this.
Yeah.
And I was just like, God. And so, yeah, when I have to go home for Christmas, you know, it's just optics. It's like, look, we're a family on Christmas. Yeah. Well, if you're really looking, you know, and my dad's like, you know, you're what does he call it? He goes, you're an Easter Catholic. You know, the Catholics that
only go
out
on Christmas.
And I go, no, I'm a recovering Catholic. And he was like, oh, you know, stop it with all that stuff, that California stuff. And I go, it's not California.
California stuff.
I felt this way since like first grade.
Yeah, I never liked church.
Well, I was questioning this stuff in like first and second grade religion classes because it doesn't make sense.
Right.
And I've said to my dad, I'm like, hey, if you can show me proof.
Yeah.
You know, but.
Yeah. 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 I used to ask questions on Sunday school and it would get me in trouble.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like just general things like, well, but why?
Yeah.
Did he have to die for our sins? And what did that do?
Yeah.
Okay.
And what was the answer?
It was so we could all get into heaven.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm like, all right, sure. I mean, I don't understand how you got from A to B on this.
Right.
But fine, you know.
Right.
My biggest problem with church growing up is not only did the mythology not really make a ton of sense to me, Father, Son, Holy Ghost. What's the Holy Ghost?
I was just going to say
or
that.
Or the Holy Spirit.
What is the Holy Ghost and the Holy Spirit?
And why do we call it a ghost sometimes and the Spirit and the other times?
And what is said Spirit or ghost?
Yeah.
What is it?
It's just a convenient thing because he died on a crucifix and you wanted to tie it together with a fun thing.
Yeah, Father, Son. You'd have to go if you took out the Holy Ghost or Holy Spirit, I guess it would be in the name of the father. And son.
Yeah. Or just Jesus, he died. doesn't have an ethereal ring to it. For me, the biggest problem was it was fucking boring.
Well, yeah, there's that too.
It's every week, it's the same damn thing.
Yep.
You know, over and over, this repetitive. And it's like, and I went to a Catholic church in a white town, and there's nothing more droning than a bunch of white Catholics. There's no. Like the singing, they would do the, you know, the hymnal stuff.
Uh-huh.
And it was just like, talk about zombies. It was the living dead. It was horrible to listen to. And it was so dull.
Mm-hmm.
It, like, I'd pray for anything. Like, one time, this couple of kids, like teenagers, came in and they were in the pew ahead in front of me. They were, like, part of this family that, like, I guess it was a foster home or something. They had, like, a lot of kids.
Mm-hmm.
And these two came in, like, clearly having spent the night in the barn, probably having foster sibling sex or mm-hmm. something. And
foster barn sex.
Foster barn sex. And they're, like, just dirty in terrible clothes. And they both smelled horrible. I mean, it was gross.
Wow.
And I was thankful they were there, that I had something to fucking focus on how gross they smelled.
Uh-huh.
Because at least it wasn't, you know, mind-numbingly dull.
Right.
And I used to just, like, try to sit all the way in the back, you know. My mom would try to get me. I'm like, no, I'm going to sit in the back this time.
Ugh.
And then I'd just, like, get boners, you know. Just fantasize about having sex with various women in the in the church to get through to the other end. And just hope, like, I didn't have to stand up at the wrong time, you know?
Right. You're hoping that'll happen when you had to sit or kneel.
Yeah, exactly. So it was just torture. I found it torture. I would pretend to be sick to get out of church more than I would school.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Yeah, I can't play the sick card. I just have to go and do it.
Well, that's usually what my mom would say growing up. It's like, you're not sick. Gotta go. Let's go. You know.
Mm-hmm.
But even she eventually left the Catholic Church, so.
Yeah, well, my parents are in it to win it.
Yeah, they're lifers.
Yeah, they are.
They're lifers.
Well, and the other thing, too, is like, okay, here we are as a family at church. Well, if anybody looks at me, they look at the three of us during the service going on, and they're all, da 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 da. And I'm standing there with my head down with a scowl on my face. Like, I feel like I revert into, like, this 8-year-old bratty kid.
Sure,
that's
sure.
That's how I feel.
Yeah, you feel like a rebellious teenager.
Yeah, that's how I feel every time I have
emo,
to go to church.
An emo kid.
Like an emo kid.
Yeah.
Emo mass.
Meh.
Yeah, that's how I feel. Like,
meh.
And then I can't. And then when you have to do the peace be with you, and you have to shake hands with randos.
Oh, that's that's when you get the fucking flu. That's when you get it.
Okay. This is one thing. My dad actually does agree with me on this. I said to him, I go, I don't understand when you go and get the host, the communion,
the body
of Christ, that you drink the blood of Christ, the wine, like. All, you know, you've got some rando standing there with the goblet and, you know, a handkerchief, and, you know, they give it to you and they go, blood of Christ or whatever.
Yeah.
And you take a sip of this nasty, it tastes like a cross between Sudafed and like Boone's Farm, great. And then
it's like really shitty wine.
Yeah. And then the dude just takes the handkerchief and just. Oh, okay, that cleaned it. Yeah, that really cleaned it. So I said to my dad, I go, I don't understand why these people drink that wine. Like, that's just germs. Like, you're asking me to say. And my dad goes, yeah, I know, I don't do that either. And I was like,
Whoa. All right, Dad.
Yeah.
Way to be logical.
Yeah.
Well, it was always optional for me growing up. So I never drank the wine.
Yeah, I mean, I did when I was younger, because, you know, everybody, you know, I thought you had to, and then I just, like, was like, no.
I only did it, like, First Communion. They actually, the church I grew up in, they really didn't make a big deal out of drinking the It was just getting the stupid wafer.
Yeah, the same with the church I went to. They the wine thing happened late, much later. I think I want to say maybe when I was in junior high, and then I did it because everybody did it, and I thought that's what you're supposed to do, and blah blah blah.
Right, right.
And then you know. After then, I was like, this is gross.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want...
Yeah, it's really gross.
And even, like, my dad's not a hypochondriac, but for him to be like, oh, yeah, I know, I won't drink that. I don't want to touch that either. And I'm like, oh, wow.
They did have it at my grandma's church, now that I think about it. Like, the person, you know, the rando standing next to the priest with the wine.
Yeah.
You know, and you could get it, but you could just pass it.
Yeah, that's...
So I'd always just awkwardly walk by, like, no.
Yeah, same here. I'm gonna have to do this in like a month and a half. You know, I go up and, I look around as people are going to get the host and they're standing there with their hands clasped, like in prayer form.
Sure.
And I like to rebel. I get up and I feel my hands naturally going like that. And I go like this. And then I feel really awkward walking in the line where everybody's got their hands clasped and I have mine at the side. So I try to wear like a sweater that has pockets so I can like put that. But even then, so I end up doing it. And then you go up and it's just like the body of Christ. And you go, amen.
Yeah, you cup your hands and all that. Yeah.
And then you're supposed to like bow your head. And then you're supposed to step aside and do the sign of the cross. And then you awkwardly walk past the wine rando. And then everybody in the pews are, like, looking at everybody who's walking by because they were the first ones to go, so they've got 20 minutes to wait.
Right.
And I walk by, and I'm like... And then it's just easier for me to put my hands together, even though I really want them...
Yeah, it's horrible. And if you're an altar boy, every time you go from one side of the altar to the other, you got to kneel down in front of the... Wow, what a pain in the ass that is.
Yeah. Well, and now that they've opened it up, there's altar girls, and they have to do the same thing.
They did that in my small town growing up just because they literally didn't have enough boys.
Mm-hmm.
So they weren't even supposed to, but my priest was a bit of a renegade. Even back in the 80s, he was marrying gay couples and stuff.
That's like awesome.
That. Yeah, he was a cool guy. And he, you know, if all the subsequent priests that I met weren't what I met, I might have stayed Catholic. If they were all like the priest I grew up with when I was a kid, because he was very nice and good-humored. And, you know, and on Sundays, if you went to the noon mass, he'd race through it so he could get home and watch college basketball.
We had a priest that was kind of like that. Prior to, like a few years ago, so my aunt and uncle every Christmas Eve throw a really awesome Christmas Eve party. And what they used to do, there used to be a priest at their church. I guess he was the church I grew up in, but he was there after I left. And what they would do, like different people would pay him on Christmas Eve to come over to their house and do a 15-minute mass. 10-15 minutes.
Oh, really?
And it was basically like he'd show up, he'd say a few things, give you, you know, the wafer. He'd usually have a drink, and then he'd go to the next house. It was awesome, because that was it, and then you'd party.
Yeah.
So it was so great, and I was like, this, I can get behind this. I don't have to actually go to church. This only takes 10 minutes. It's pretty fun.
Right.
Sometimes he'd show up, and you could tell he'd already had a couple drinks. Bless his heart.
Yeah,
you know?
Sure.
And we did this for a few years, and then...
I mean, he was basically on a pub crawl.
Yeah, he's basically on a pub crawl. And then... He was getting paid to be on a pub crawl.
Right.
And then...
Which is the best way to do a pub crawl, if you can.
If you can. I haven't been able to do that.
No, I have not been paid.
So then, one year, I go home, and I'm like... And I forgot what the priest's name was. We'll call him Jim. My dad's like, okay, so we're going to go to Mass, and then we'll go over to Ted and Kathy's. And I was like, wait a minute, what about Father Jim? Isn't he doing the... And my dad goes, oh... No, it turns out that Father Jim had a massive gambling problem. And he was embezzling the money that you put in the basket that they pass around.
The tithing?
The offering, the tithe. What is it called? The tithing?
Is it tithing?
Tithing. Okay.
Tithing?
Tithing.
Well,
the money that you throw in a basket.
Yeah.
He was embezzling that. And other money, and going, and because it was Michigan and we were close to Canada, he was going to Canada to gamble.
Uh-huh.
And he couldn't take the guilt, the Catholic guilt overwhelmed him, and he ended up confessing. And he was in some gambler's anonymous rehab somewhere.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, wow, that's crazy. Is he going to come back and do mass again when he gets out of rehab? My dad's like, I don't know. We've never seen him since. Wow. And I was like, I would personally sneak him cash to go gamble if he could just stick around and do this Christmas Eve 10-minute, Cliff Notes version of mass just so I don't have to go. Like, I would, I'd enable him.
Right,
or I'd keep a secret.
Oh, my God.
Anyway.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't miss going to church. I'm really glad it's not in my life anymore. Sorry you have to do it once a year.
Well, I know I sound like a whiny bitch because it's really, it's not an hour out of your time. It's more like 2 hours.
Sure.
It's more like 3.
Yeah.
Because the holidays, you got to find a place to park and you got to get there early and you got to sit and then blah, blah, blah. And then it's the whole thing and it takes forever. And then, it takes forever to get out. And everybody's like, oh, hi, how are you? I haven't seen you in 2 years. Yeah. Why not? Why haven't you seen me in 2 years? Because we only go to church once a year.
Right, right.
And I don't like that's the other thing that bugs me. It's like, okay, I'm annoyed that my parents are so concerned with the optics of it. Like, really? People are so self-absorbed.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody is going to judge you for your kid not coming to
church.
No
one gives a shit.
No one's going to be paying attention.
No one's going to be like, hey, where's their daughter?
Yeah. No one.
No one.
So first of all. Secondly, and my dad does recognize this, and he does say, he's like, yeah, it's always, we have to get there early. It's always packed because of all the Easter Catholics that are there. And it's like, why is it so important to you? And to this family and that family to have just on this one day. Why?
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
And it goes along with, like, I have a thing too about, I used to be good friends with this guy, in high school and after, and, he and I drove cross country together when I moved out to LA. We're not friends anymore. He just turned out to be a shitty friend. Well, we have this mutual, and he would throw a Christmas Eve party in Michigan. And a mutual friend of ours said, this guy's name was Greg. And our mutual friend was like, come on, you should go to Greg's party. I go, why? We're not friends anymore. I haven't spoken to him in 3 years.
Uh-huh.
He fucked me over. He did some shitty stuff to me.
Yeah.
And my friend was like, yeah, but it's the holidays, blah, blah. And I go, no. I go, you don't get a pass on Christmas or Thanksgiving.
Right.
You're not forgiven for a day. And then the next day, we go back to hating each other.
Yeah, yeah.
No, you don't get it. And my friend was like, well, that's so negative. I go, no, it's not. It's realistic. I'm not going to go and sit there and pretend to be this asshole's friend because it's Christmas.
What is this, World War I?
Yeah. Now my friend has come around, and...
To realizing that...
That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. To just be like...
Yeah, yeah, you can't. That's very silly.
Right. And then the reason why my friend came around is because my friend was having issues with a sibling.
Oh, uh-huh.
And then, the holidays came around. And I was like, uh-huh, see? You can be nice to your brother now? Because it's Christmas?
Because it's Christmas.
Yeah. Were you not? Did you see your brother on Thanksgiving?
Uh-huh.
Oh, you didn't. Okay, so you're going to make up for it? And then...
And there it is.
There it is.
There it is. Yeah. Yeah. I get you.
Anyway.
Anywho.
Happy holidays to all. By the way, there's Christmas shit up already. It's not even Thanksgiving.
It goes up as soon as fucking Halloween's over.
I saw some Halloween shit up in the end of August.
Yeah.
In, some store.
Yeah.
We should make Arbor Day a massive holiday. Like, I want to take some really random holiday and just make it...
Make it huge.
Huge.
Yeah, we should. Arbor Day. Not Flag Day, though.
Nah.
Because it's just too dicey.
Yeah.
With the politics.
Yeah, no.
I don't even know what Arbor Day is for. Arbors?
Arbors. Isn't it?
Celebrate Arbors?
Yeah, I guess. Let me look it up.
Yeah.
I used to know what it is. But...
What are there any other random holidays?
There are tons of random holidays.
Well, I know people now name every day is some kind of day.
Yeah, it's like National Hot Dog Day.
Yeah, it's like, that's not what
National Chipmunk Day.
Yeah, something that's on the calendar, on a traditional calendar. What else is there? Because Flag Day is pretty dumb.
Arbor Day, I think it has to do with trees.
Oh, it has to do with trees.
I think. Hold on a minute. The architecture board.
Wait a minute. It's May Day, I guess.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The event was originally going to be called Sylvan Day in reference to forest trees. It should reflect the appreciation of all trees, Arbor Day.
Oh, okay. So I was right. That's nice.
Yeah. And it's Friday, April 24th. So we should get a really tiny plant. Uh-huh. Just, like, walk around with a tiny plant, and you should have, like, a cookout here. And
we should get, giant tree suits that mm-hmm. we wear. You know, and you walk around, and we're like trees.
Yeah.
Everywhere we go. That's what we should do.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
And be like, it's Arbor Day, and people are like,
what the fuck is wrong with you? It's Arbor Day!
Oh, and we could have, like, I'll bring a big purse, and I'll have, like, leaves in them, and I'll just cast out leaves. Happy Arbor Day! Hey, let me buy you a shot. Happy it's Arbor Day.
But leaves, people might think that you pulled the leaves off the trees, and that's not really appreciating the trees.
Well, no, it'll be, maybe I'll have, like, dead leaves.
Okay, yeah, that have fallen, clearly fallen. Yeah, it's just, it's not that time of year, though. You said April.
Well, I could start collecting them now.
I mean, you could collect them, but I don't think they'll keep.
They will, because my mom actually the other day sent me, she knows I love autumn leaves.
Uh-huh.
So every year she picks up fallen colored leaves and sends them to me. And I have a bunch.
Oh, really? And yeah. You've kept them?
Mm-hmm.
And they've stayed?
They stayed, in, like, they're in between two sheets of wax paper.
Oh,
some of them have, like, you know.
You preserved them. Yeah.
More or less.
Yeah, yeah, I remember doing that.
So.
It's cool.
I could just do something like that. Or I could go to, like, Michael's Art Supply and buy some fake leaves.
Okay.
But there's leaves. I live in Koreatown. There's shit all over the place. I can find leaves in April. Yeah.
Sure, sure. I'm sure you can. Well, that's great. I'm on board.
All right.
Next Arbor Day is going to be a
Arbor
big deal.
Arbor Day is going to be off the hook.
Let's start
off
planning now.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for coming.
Thanks for having me.
Well, next time we will... plot out our next time you're here, I hope you'll come back.
Of course.
Bring like three ideas for Arbor Day.
Okay, three Arbor Day.
Whether
concepts.
It be like, you know, a food, a dish to pass that you're thinking should be there, or we can come up with a drink idea.
Okay.
Yeah,
I love it.
Drinking game, Arbor Day drinking game.
That's great.
All right.
Bye.
Signing off.